Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I am delighted to give you meditation instruction. And I say that every time, because every time it is true. So today we're going to sit together for 10 minutes, and we're going to start now. So please take your seat and begin to get settled, whether you're seated on a cushion on the floor, with your legs crossed in some way that doesn't hurt, meaning like this as opposed to like this. But it's fine to sit in a chair, too. And if you do, sit with your feet flat on the floor, please. And as we get settled, I want to continue on the topic of the previous video, which was basically about generosity, if you haven't seen that. And we live in a world where we are all trying as hard as we can, I presume, to get what we need. And that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, and we often walk around feeling like there isn't enough, and sometimes there isn't. And the notion of generosity, therefore, can seem like, well, onerous. Like, I have to wait till I have more in order to give. And some, you know, you can't give away everything you have. I'm not suggesting that. But it is always possible to be generous in some way. And generosity, there's a Buddhist chant that contains the line, generosity is the virtue that produces peace. And therefore, it is very important. And when we give from a sense of lack, along with a sense of lack, like, well, I know I'm supposed to be generous, so I'll give this even though I don't think I have enough. That's not ideal. There's always a way, however, to give from a sense of abundance. And thus, it is very empowering. Generosity is an empowering gesture, not a depleting gesture. So in Buddhist thought, there are three ways to be generous. And the first one is regular, like you see someone that needs some food and you give them some food, or someone that is poor and you make a donation, or you give them a dollar or $1,000 or whatever it is, or someone wants to borrow a book that you have and so you lend it to them, and, you know, just the ordinary forms of generosity that can come in teeny tiny gestures and massive earth-shattering gestures. That's one kind. The second is kind of generosity is the gift of fearlessness. Fearlessness itself is a form of generosity. And we know this because not because a fearless person is going to beat our enemies up and, you know, make us safe necessarily, but because when we are around a fearless person, we too become fearless. Fearless here is equated with authenticity. That is perhaps the most profound form of fearlessness, is to be exactly who you are. And when you are authentic, skillfully, genuinely, not sillily and like just blurting things, which is often confused with being authentic, when you are genuinely yourself, when you're fearless in that way, that evokes the genuineness and fearlessness of other people. So it's quite a remarkable form of generosity. And the third form of generosity is the gift of wisdom. And wisdom can be anything from helping someone understand something that they don't, to simply inhabiting your own wisdom from moment to moment to moment. And there's something about that that radiates, that emanates, and enriches whatever environment you're in, and thus is a form of generosity. So sometimes we think in order to give the gift of wisdom, we have to explain things, much as I am explaining to you right now. But that is actually not the best way of sharing wisdom. The best way of sharing wisdom is to be wise and own your own wisdom fearlessly. So the three kinds of generosity: normal, fearlessness, and the gift of wisdom. So something to contemplate. And without further ado, let's begin our practice for today. Please sit up straight to begin your practice, but not with a sense of, uh-oh, I better have good posture. But you can sit up straight and soften at the same time. So feel your posture, straight and strong, and at the same time, feel yourself relax into whatever you're sitting on, your cushion or chair. And notice what it feels like to be simultaneously strong and soft. Let the hands rest on the legs just above the knee or at mid-thigh. And let the shoulders relax. The mouth is closed, and the breath comes in and out through the nose naturally. Breathing just happens. You don't have to try, and thus there's no need to have a breathing technique. The eyes remain open, and the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front. But a little tip about the gaze, if you're feeling particularly speedy, you can narrow the gaze to 4 feet. And if you're feeling particularly expansive and open, you can raise the gaze a little bit to say 8 to 10 feet. But for now, let's use 8 feet for our gaze, approximately. Or 6 to 8, excuse me. And just let the eyes rest wherever they happen to be in this complicated range I just explained. And while your vision is basically streaming forth, in a sense, feel your eyes soften and rest. So let all the muscles of the eyes and around the eyes and the forehead soften. And notice that you are breathing. And beyond noticing, feel that you are breathing. The chest tends to rise on the inhale, perhaps, and lower, rest back on the exhale. Or maybe you feel it as a sense of expanding and contracting. Feel your breath, whatever it feels like to you. Let your mind relax, meaning allow whatever thoughts are there to be there. It's not relaxing to try to stop thoughts, nor is it relaxing to try to have peaceful thoughts, even. So just let whatever's happening happen. And if you notice that you become absorbed in your thoughts, no problem. Just let go and come back to the felt sense of breath. And that is the whole practice, and we will sit together. Thank you so much for your practice.